Unconventional Life, Stranger in a Southern Land, Inconclusive Breakdown, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, and The Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Every time you look at a pair of scissors, do you think of Psycho Sid and Arn Anderson? We do. So listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, the Impact Player.
We're back on. At this time, I'd like to introduce my... Start over again.
Right. up? Hey, you, bro, right there. You with the gray sleeves and the black shirt and the hood. Yeah, you, right, you. What gives you the right to chant that? What gives you the right to run down one of my contemporaries, to run down one of my peers? You ain't never laced up a pair of boots in your life. You ain't never competed. You ain't never wrestled in front of a bunch of ungrateful like this. What gives you the right? You need to sit back, shut your hole, and pay your dues.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Get ready for another action-packed Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Impact player Phil Rea.
See, now I want to, now I just want to, you know, drink up more beer and fucking put people to tables. Ladies and gentlemen, still your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. We be the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, live, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea, and joining me in studio, my buddy, my pal, my homie, my negra, my personal Portuguese man of war.
It's the man that looks like Saturn but doesn't carry Moppy. It's the man they call Choppy.
That's right. That's right. Choppy's in studio with us. I am peaking like a motherfucker, man. Was my shit like all... I got to turn you up a little bit, too, because you're a little low on my end. How you feeling? You hear anything? You're good on that end?
You sound good.
All right. You sound a little low, but I'm fine. I think we're going to be all right.
All right, good.
We're live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. We're on Ustream, TuneIn. We had Facebook Live for a little while, past Sadell's Boombox, Matt Squires' Sony Walkman. What else are we? Roku, Stitcher, fucking all those outlets and whatnot.
All those gimmicks.
All those gimmicks. A lot of gimmicks tonight. Episode 196, inching very much closer to episode 200. Hello to everybody in the chat room. Mike, oh, see, Choppy's mic sounds like it's not on. I don't understand.
Really?
I don't understand that, man. Like, hold on a minute. Let me see something here. All right. So what I'm going to do is while I'm doing this, let's see. Hold on a minute. Let's see. I'm going to kill Choppy's mic for a second. Pop your mic out.
Yep.
I'm going to do some fucking audio tuning right here. You have to understand, I haven't been live in several weeks. So pop that gimmick in, see if that works.
Yep.
Let me see if that works. How about now?
How do I sound?
It's like you're not coming in, I understand. Go ahead now, hold on a minute. How about now?
Hello?
Go ahead.
How about, yeah?
There you go.
There we go.
All right, we're good to go. See, Choppy's in the studio, so...
Thanks, Wario.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. It's been a while. I haven't. And plus, I set up, like, I want to say, fucking 10 minutes before you came in. I was still putting my delegates away. My dirty laundry. Oh, man. My clean laundry. My fucking...
Your tidy whities?
Again, we're not live every week for the rest of the year, so I've been just using this room as a fucking... I've been working 5 or 6 days a week, so I've been just inundated with nonsense. So, you know, yeah, you get it in a live show this week and next week. Choppy's in studio with us tonight. It's going to be a good show. I've been watching a little bit of wrestling. Not a whole lot. I did read the, let's see, what did I watch? I watched Raw from last week. Mm. And that was a fucking abortion. It was abortion.
Shitfest.
Yeah. I also ran through SmackDown. And
I find SmackDown better than Raw. I don't know what it is, man. It's
cool. Yeah. Well, I told you guys from Jump Street when they split the brands up that SmackDown was going to be better.
You're right.
That was before they even did anything. Only because I knew they were going to get their own kind of, you know, their own set of writers and production and shit like that.
Yeah.
So just stay close to the mic.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just talking to the mic. I'm going to get a bunch of these so we don't have to like go hello, hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, but I saw that. I'm really not convinced about the whole Goldberg thing with Brock Lesnar. We'll talk about that in a second. But I, again, SmackDown has been really good. I've been enjoying SmackDown when I can watch it fully. I'm not, and I really haven't kept up anything else. Ring of Honor. I got some spoilers because I listened to Colt Cabana's podcast. And apparently, he turned on Dalton Castle, so that should be fun. I can't wait to see that.
I have not seen Ring of Honor at all, but I heard it's amazing right now, just because of the Bullet Club.
Yeah. It's fine. It's doing its thing. I have no issues with Kenny Omega running the Japanese part of it and Adam Cole Bebe in the States. As my screen just went black because I was in activity, but that'll come back in a second. No worries.
Yeah.
But speaking of Kenny Omega, I heard he was fighting in the main event for Wrestle Kingdom. He's fighting Okada for the title.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. But, all right, so let's get back to WWE for a second. I haven't watched a lot of wrestling, so I'm not going to get into all the news and stuff like that. I'm not going to get, you know, I can't get really in-depth. If you want to, it's something you want to talk about, I'll talk about it.
I really haven't been following wrestling a lot. I mean, like, even NXT kind of fell off on, but the one thing I want to talk about is let Austin Aries eye. Holy shit.
You know... Not this is the third or second guy Nakamura's hurt on accident.
Yeah, it happens though.
But he's a strong style wrestler. You know, this is the downside of Triple H going to fucking the world and cherry picking his people. The issue is that Nakamura is not going to change at all. Yeah. They brought him here for a reason. So he fucks up Joe's shoulder.
Yep.
Knocks out Austin Aries for a couple of months now. You know. I can't even get mad because it's their fault. Like, they knew this was going to happen. It ain't like Nakamura didn't come in and go, oh, I'm going to change my style. No, it doesn't work like that. You're a strong style performer. It's strong. Like, the only guy who adapted well to the States was Muda. Because Muda was a job guy in fucking Florida.
I remember that, yep.
For years and years and years and years and years, right? So, they brought Doc and Gordy over. Didn't work that well. I mean, they won two belts in a week.
Yep.
Had a good run with the Eliminators and ECW. That's it. That was it. Chono and those guys came over. Kintsuki Sasaki he was around for a while. He was U.S. champion, I think.
ECW. Right. You're right.
A couple of guys make the transition, but it's not pure. It's not pure.
I mean, Tajiri was a pretty good transition.
He wasn't strong style wrestler, though.
He wasn't?
He was more of a luchador.
Okay.
I mean, he had the stiff kicks, but, you know, Tajiri pretty much... was a luchador, yeah. A Japanese luchador. He was like, you know, Ultimo Dragon without a mask.
Yeah.
You know? Masato Tanaka, on the other hand.
Oh, my God. He was so good.
Right. So was Mike Awesome. Those guys were strong style wrestlers. Yeah. It's a fucking stiff fest. It's not far-fetched when these guys, you know, put themselves out there, man. I can't get mad at Nakamura. I feel bad Austin Aries is going to be out for a couple of months, but...
But did you know, I don't know if you saw I was watching it on YouTube, did you see they're actually broadcasting the house shows now from NXT?
That's fun.
Because it was one of the guys from TM61 and against Roderick Strong.
Oh, for the tournament gimmick, yeah, right? Yeah. I read that. I read about that.
It was good.
Yeah. See, now Roddy, I'm a Roddy guy.
I know you are.
So I want him to do well.
I think Roddy's great. I mean, he's going to do well. I mean, if they do the whole gimmick of him being Mr. NXT, it'd be great.
Yeah. If he can fucking be that guy, you know what I'm saying? If he can be that guy, we're good. You know.
Absolutely.
You know, it could be good. It could be really good.
So you think Nakamura's going to stay in NXT for a while?
What are they going to do with him? Like, if they bring him up? Balor's on his way back, apparently.
Yes, I heard about that.
So that means he'll probably be in the Rumble. He'll probably win the Rumble.
I think he's going to win the Rumble, and he's going to take the title back from Owens.
That'd be fun.
Yep.
Nakamura's getting paid main event money. We talked about that in August. So he stays down there. He's still going to cake. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, Matty Legend just said something on the chat. He said that, you know, why don't you do Nakamura versus Lesnar?
Matty Legend?
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
All right.
There it is.
All right, who else is in the fucking chat room? Let's see. Look at that. A whopping... let's see. Got Wario. Hello, Wario.
Wario.
And everybody else is anonymous. Okay, that's fine. It's Friday night. Who wants to hang out with us, but fucking losers talk about wrestling on Friday night.
But... nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. No, there really isn't. But anyway... all right, so yeah, that's where I have an issue with WWE. Like, they knew, like, it, you know, Austin Aries, his face looked like, you know, somebody beat him with a spade shovel.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Oh my God.
It was bad. I just you're bringing guys in from different countries, different styles, different ethnicities. It's not gonna. You can't put somebody in development in their program down there and expect them to be like, oh, okay, we're gonna reprogram you. It doesn't work like that.
Yep.
That's why Kenny Omega's not going there. That's why the Bucks ain't going there. That's why, you know, those guys are like, I don't want to play your game. You know. So you want to put Lesnar against him? That'd be a nice match.
I mean, they fought one time, I believe, in New Japan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how well that went, but...
yeah, I might have to buy that network again just for fucking Wrestle Kingdom. I want to see that main event.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Be good.
Kenny Omega can be world champion.
I think he's going to get it.
And rightfully so.
He's a bet. Like, he's so charismatic.
Yeah.
Good on the mic, and he's good in the ring.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, my friend. I don't know if he'll hold the belt for long, because they hot potatoed that belt. Which I don't have a problem with, because you don't have a lot of top guys. What is it? Him, Tanahashi, Naito,
Okada,
and Okada. Like, I mean, there's not. It ain't like there's not. They don't split the brands up. There's not 17. There's not 17 Dean Ambroses and Japanese running around. You know. But
I mean, they need to push some of the more of the Bullet Club guys too, because it can't just be all Japanese guys. It has to be some Gaijin as well. You know.
Yeah, the Gaijin. Well, they're pushing, what's his face's kids, the Gorillas of Destiny. What are they, the two fucking Samoan kids? Who's their dad? Haku.
Oh,
the gorilla. They had a face paint.
One was Camacho in NXT.
Yes. So they're pushing those guys, and
I would like to see Bad Luck Fale.
He was Intercontinental Champion, wasn't he?
One time, but I would like to see him with the heavyweight strap though.
Ooh.
He'd be nice.
You don't think he's limited? You don't think he's, like, you think he's a main event guy? Like, he can...
I think he does. He has some type of charisma to him. I like him. I mean, the Japanese love big guys.
Right, they do.
I think he would be a big draw for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's men's and men's with him. I don't dislike him at all. Think I don't know if I could see him with the... He falls into that Dean Ambrose category for me. Where I don't see Dean Ambrose with the belt.
Yes.
But he's very, you know, charismatic and whatnot. And and Fale's paid his dues. He's been a fucking baggage boy for all the Bullet Club guys. And he was a young boy. And he did all the other nonsense. So, you know.
I mean, he used to walk Prince Devitt to the freaking ring all the time. He used to carry him on the shoulders. Remember that?
I remember it well.
Oh, my God.
I remember it well. Mm-hmm. You know? So we haven't watched a lot of wrestling. So I'm sorry if we don't. On the current shit, I haven't really, you know, touched anything.
I think the only thing I remember from SmackDown this week was with Ellsworth and...
I didn't see SmackDown yet this week.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Ellsworth helping out Dean Ambrose.
Is it true that dude's shirts are selling more than everybody else's?
It is.
That's crazy.
I mean, he deserves it. He's like, is a job guy?
Yeah, hold on.
Selling merch?
Tell Choppy to put it near his mouth and the mic, too. You got to talk it to the mic.
How about now?
Yeah, it's good.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Let me try something.
All right.
How about now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it later this then.
Yeah, sorry. Do you want a mic stand?
No.
You sure?
Fine.
Okay. Positive. All right. So, I mean, that's pretty much where it's at. I don't know. Are you coming to NXT with us in November?
No.
Okay, you can't. Okay, yeah. So we'll be in NXT with the rest of the boys.
But I will be going to Ring of Honor with you.
Ring
guys.
Of Honor, December 2nd. You're going to get a pre-show for the rant that week. I'm going to record something for the pre-show because we're not going to be here. So.
Okay.
But I'm going to record something and maybe I'll bring somebody on. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to record it because it's a big deal. Final Battle is like their WrestleMania.
That is their WrestleMania. It's so good.
They're going to have a card at during Mania weekend. Super Card of Honor is down there. At one of the resorts, yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll catch that when we go down there. We'll get into more of the WrestleMania talk. And I know tickets go on sale like next week.
Yes.
Next week. Individual tickets go on sale. Listen, I saw the packages, man. Dude, $6,000.
WWE.
Get the fuck out of here.
WWE can go suck a big or eat a big bag of fries.
I mean, listen, if you're coming from another country and this is like your dream vacation, then you pay the money and you do you. But I'm not. I can't, as a fan of 40 years, I can't, of 35 years, I can't see myself spending $6,000 on a fucking vacation.
$6,000 is way too much.
Bro, that's a Disney cruise for me, man.
For $6,000, I might as well go to fucking Europe or something.
$6,000 is getting me back on, $6,000's getting me back on that boat with the Marvel character. I'm not even fronting. There's a new boat next year.
Oh my God. But I think, WrestleMania is a big thing every year. And people will put the money out there. They will.
Yeah, the foreigners will.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're coming fucking Australia, $6,000 to them is going to be a big. It's going to be good.
Right. Hello. Yeah. So they'll definitely do it.
Oh yeah. But guys like me and you who come from New York all the way down to Florida, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not going to $6,000, man. You're bugging out.
Might as well get a nice little hotel room.
A little hotel room, motherfucker. I'm getting a suite. We're getting a resort, man. Are you kidding me? I'm getting one of them all inclusive gimmicks.
Absolutely.
I want fucking Isaac mixing me drinks behind the bar, dude. I want the Love Boat.
By the way, I'm still not in the clear about everything. What's going on? I know some stuff, and now that we're gonna go.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say anything.
Yes, I know. So
because your wife will fucking super kick me in the face. So, but yeah, I wasn't supposed to say anything. When I found out you knew something, I was like, this is fucked up. I didn't say anything, but she can't keep a secret. She's the worst. So if I blow the fucking rest of the can, she's probably gonna come over and fucking beat me.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's gonna be. No. I was very shocked. And I was very like. Honored and happy that
we got a lot of stuff going on and behind the scenes, and I know the rant has been talking with us, and we're all with the brass. We're all getting together. We actually just talked about it a couple days ago. We're planning something really big for you guys. So I pray to God that it works out. That we even got Nick from Maryland coming down.
Oh, Nick, yeah, that's my boy,
yeah. So you know we're trying to get Surfer's wheelchair to go through customs. I want him. He says he can't go. I got some.
He's
like, oh, I got some stuff I got to do with the family that weekend. How the fuck you know what you're doing in March and April? So I know Rage wants to come down. I know we're trying to get Lee Champion down there. I want all the rant brass down there.
We need
man.
Tony C, bro.
Tony C's there, dude. He lives down there.
He needs to be there.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
I hope so.
He'll be there. He's the master plan right now. We're gonna be. It's gonna be great, man. It's gonna be. I can give a fuck about the card itself. I just want to hang out.
I mean, like, if you have a group of people going to a nice event, like, remember when we went to NXT?
That's how we kept the crew going. It just makes the experience more enticing. Like, I've been to I've been to over 1,000 cards in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Indy, WWF, WCW, NWA.
ECW.
ECW, Jesus. Especially with tonight's fucking